Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Existence, at least in the United States. You know, take the word most out of there. You gotta say Free Talk Live, the number one rated talk show host on the airway. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
People's Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass. Or the Irreverent, depending on my mood. We're going to claim that to be true until someone can prove it otherwise, because we don't know of any more rated shows than Free Talk Live.
I believe Free Talk Live has been the most rated
of all syndicated talk radio, of all talk radio, perhaps, and
perhaps even of
States.
All talk radio, period.
I believe it. I believe
Free
it.
Free Talk Live, the number one rated radio station of all time.
And we're still here, which is the really impressive part.
That's right.
All right, so it's hour three. It's the live Saturday show. The number 603-283-6160. We're going to go back to your phone calls. Captain, you want to talk about World Economic Forum nonsense on the way here. But first, we got Richard in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, last night on our local TV station, they had a news segment on the Ukraine war. And they claimed that there was close to 1,000 Soviet casualties and only 194 Ukrainian deaths and 368 injuries, which I seem kind of far-fetched that the ratio should be that high, because I'm a combat veteran from Vietnam. And we used to up the body count of North Vietnamese that we supposedly killed. So I find this count a little dubious from my own personal experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no doubt that you cannot trust a single thing that any of these militaries or any of these, you know, mainstream medias are saying about this conflict. That said, if there actually were a shooting war going on, which I have not yet seen any evidence of that, but if there actually was something like that going on, we would it probably would be true that the Russians would lose more than the Ukrainians, simply because the Ukrainians are defending, you know, a territory, and it's a lot harder to to be the aggressor in those situations.
And a quick note, I know this might sound a little nitpicky, but there are zero Soviet casualties. just pointing that out real quick. There might be Russian casualties, I don't know, but there are zero Soviet casualties. Because that is a much different and much bigger problem.
Richard, anything else you want to share from your experience?
Well, no, on your call-in about a half hour ago, you were talking about the incentives. And with the COVID virus stuff, and last June 13th here in New Mexico, they announced that for the next 4 days, people that got their COVID virus shot would get a $100 payback from the state. So I signed up for it, and on June 17th, it was the last day, supposedly the last day of this incentive, I got my shot, and it's a good thing I'm not holding my breath, because I still haven't got my $100 incentive.
Sorry to hear that, but I'm not surprised.
They said they were going to give you back some of the money they stole from you, and then they didn't
do it. Thanks for the call, Richard. Appreciate it. And man, imagine selling your bodily autonomy for $100.
Why are they casualties? Why aren't they like formalties?
Good question. Let's go to Major Payne. Maybe he's got an answer. Major, you're on Free Talk Live, listening in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Tickle Me Elmo and Big Bird are standing on the corner giving out doobies and beers if you get a shot.
Where?
You know, ain't you been to Sesame Street?
No, I haven't watched that show in a long time, but I did see that that Big Bird was pimping the vaccine last year on his Twitter account.
Yeah, they bought Tickle Me Elmo into it too. I called you guys in with a whole big reverb on it.
Oh yeah, they've been pushing this thing on kids huge ever since the quote unquote emergency approval.
You would think that Big Bird would only be involved with like the bird flu.
That's coming back.
Don't you remember when I called in? I was like, Big Bird.
You call every night.
Well,
I know, but this was a good one.
Sometimes several times a night.
They're all terrible. This one was good.
Oh, most of them are good. You know I'm entertaining. Come on, quit talking to me.
All right, what else you got tonight, Major?
Well, I'm thinking about Germany, and they're finally deciding to send in Stinger missiles. And I'm sitting here in my own mind listening to the German parliament. Well, we have these munitions, and if we don't stop them here, we will have to fight, or if we don't stop them there, we will have to fight them here. So, by the time they might get here, we should probably be able to recompense our munitions and fill our reserves. So, should we not release these munitions? I vote the council. Bang. It seems like I've been in courts. I'm an old soul, dude. It seems like I've been here before.
Sounded familiar, huh? So yeah, you're saying, just to be clear, they're not launching the missiles. They're sending them in on trucks to Ukraine, to the government gang?
Yep.
Okay.
And the latest reverb I've got is that the Russians are trying to cut off the seaports, so whatever we might be able to send in shy of airlifts is going to be negative.
Well, supposedly there was an image yesterday that NATO trucks are coming in with so quote unquote supplies as well. With
supplies.
So we'll see how that goes. Major, thanks for the call tonight. The number here.
And I figured out why they call them casualties.
Oh.
It's when the formalities cease that the casualties begin.
Oh.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What's the World Economic Forum have to say?
I'll tell you in a minute.
We own you.
Because
you will be happy owning nothing because of our brain chips.
I just wanted to, I don't know, point out some political gibberish first before we get to the Economic Forum. This is...
is this the quote of the day?
This is the quote of the day.
Politician quote of the day?
So, reporter, will sanctions deter Putin? Kamala Harris replied. Supposedly this is an actual quote.
Okay.
Within the context, then, of the fact that window is still opening, although open, although it is absolutely narrowing, but within the context of a diplomatic path still being open.
Yeah, that's not an answer.
Or a sentence.
No.
There's nothing correct. That's
Kamala Harris and not Joe Biden.
Who's taken lessons from whom?
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Like, that is death-defying word salad.
At least we know it's going to be a smooth transition when she takes power.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
So, yeah. Actual quote?
Wow.
Supposedly.
All right.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Amazing.
The World Economic Forum pushes, this is from February 22nd, this is off reclaimthenet.org. World Economic Forum pushes digital ID system that will determine access to services. The digital ID system proposes monitoring online behavior, purchases, biometrics, and more.
Oh boy.
I know. This sounds like a Ginsu.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. The World Economic Forum, an international organization that works to shape global regional industry agendas, recently published its latest dystopian proposal. A far-reaching digital ID system that will collect as much data as possible on individuals and then use this data to determine their level of access to various services. This digital ID proposal is outlined in a report titled Advancing Digital Agency, the Power of Data Intermediaries, and builds upon a digital ID framework that the World Economic Forum has published previously.
By the way, speaking of the digital ID, I don't know if you guys saw the headlines that there's apparently one in the United States now, and something like 20 states, including some of the red states, have signed on for this vaccine passport. It's like a health pass kind of thing. So if they're working
on it. Are they calling it a green pass like they are in so many other countries?
No, I don't think so.
I think, was it Utah or Idaho? One of those two states was the first one to sign on to this thing.
Yeah, so they're working on that.
Well,
so,
lots of things that the FCC will not allow me to say is what I have to say about that.
So there's more to say about
yeah.
this.
Yeah, we're going to get into it coming up here. More from the evil World Economic Forum. You can share your thoughts on them as well. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. When mega corporate heads and mega politicians get together, it isn't going to be good for freedom.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join the program by dialing in at 603-283-6160. You can talk about whatever you want. Tonight is Ian Peoples down here and Captain Kickass in the studio.
My God, I really am.
Here you are. Wow. The number, by the way, again, 603-283-6160. And thank you to Andrew Loy, who is a Free Talk Live supporter via the AMP program, or AMPS program, A-M-P-S. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here and help us continue Free Talk Live into the future and get on more radio stations. We've got over 190 great stations that air this show throughout the week. Thank you to all of those wonderful program Indeed. Directors and listeners and advertisers out there on those stations that help make that possible. But we could be on 300, 250, 400. I mean, it is possible. It just takes time. It takes money. And so that's what the point of the AMPS program is to help us get the ideas of liberty out there. And Andrew, by the way, is a gold-level AMPS supporter, and that means he's doing at least $10 a month. So thank you, Andrew, for that. Go to amps.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there on our Patreon. That's AMPS, A-M-P-S, .freetalklive.com. Captain, you wanted to continue with the World Economic Forum. This is a group of high-level corporate CEO types, government bureaucrat types, politician types who get together and plot against everybody else.
Basically, yes. That's exactly what they do.
And they publicly talk about their ideas as though they're, you know, these wonderful concepts that
we, the far more elite than you.
Well, they're not one of those, you know, stodgy old, you know, old boys clubs like the Builder Group group where you got to get invited to their forum to talk. No, they're open to anyone. Anyone at all, as long as you can pay like $600,000 for a ticket. But, I mean, you know, anyone.
Is that true about them? I didn't know that.
Yes. Anywhere between.
Anybody should be able to afford that.
Yeah. Well, anywhere between $30,000 and $600,000 is what those wow. tickets go for. So, you know, just anyone can go to the World Economic Forum.
You Wonderful. Know,
if you can afford the ticket and going to Davos.
Yeah. Where the hell is that again?
Sweden, I think. No, Switzerland.
Switzerland. Yeah. So they've proposed this super dystopian. It's basically everything you've ever feared about some sort of digital ID thing.
Yeah, well, they've been talking about these things.
Yeah, and they've written it all down now, and now it's a proposal. Under this framework, the WEF proposes collecting data from many aspects of everyday lives throughout their devices, telecommunication networks, and third-party service providers. The WEF suggests that this data collection dragnet would allow a digital ID to scoop up data on people's online behavior, purchase history, network usage, credit history, biometrics, names, national identity numbers, medical history, travel history, social accounts.
None of which would ever be used
accounts,
to oppress anyone.
Bank accounts,
of course not.
Energy usage, health stats, education, and more. Now, how much would you pay?
Ask the Chinese government. I think they've already got that.
We will only use this information for your benefit.
Yeah, sure.
And we might decide that you not eating is for your own good.
Once the digital ID has access to this huge, highly personal data set, the WEF proposes using it to decide whether users are allowed to own and use devices, quote-unquote.
Oh, wow.
Open bank accounts, quote-unquote. Carry out online financial transactions. Conduct business transactions. Access insurance. Treatment. Book trips. Go through border control between countries or regions.
Are you a human being or not? The WEF will decide.
Access third-party services that rely on social media logins. File taxes. Vote. Collect benefits. And more.
Or they can decide to deny you all of those things under the system.
Now, how much would you pay? $19.95?
$9.99?
$19.84? Yeah. But wait, there's more. In this advancing digital agency, the Power of Data Intermediaries report, the WEF positions this digital ID framework as part of the solution to a trust gap in data sharing.
I don't know what a trust gap in data sharing.
It means that, like, not everybody shares all of the data. Some people hoard data to keep it for themselves. They don't want to share it with, well, the World Economic Forum, of course. Or any other, you know, I don't know. If I'm a telco, I want to keep my customers' data private.
Yeah, or sell it to who you want to sell it to.
Okay, sure. Yeah. But, like, I certainly don't want to just give access to everybody, right, if I'm that type of a company. At least that's the way things are now.
Mm.
So they note that vaccine passports, which were mandated across the world during the COVID-19 pandemic, do, by nature, serve as a form of digital identity.
Yeah. That's the camel's nose under the right. tent here in this yeah. case. It's a proof of concept.
The door was open. They stuck their foot in it, right. and they ain't taking their foot out.
So look at all these people that we were able to convince relatively easily to sign up for some sort of a national ID.
Download an app. It's easy. It's on your phone.
Mm-hmm. In some cases, the phones automatically pushed you into it. I remember there was a guy that we know that got an alert on his phone.
Yeah.
When he was actually near the Massachusetts border from some sort of program that Google was running in the background without his knowledge, letting him know. So it wasn't the same thing as a vaccine passport, yeah. but it was like this software that's on your device you didn't even know existed. You did not opt right. into, but they put it there, and it was all about keeping you safe.
Speaking of didn't opt into, the World Economic Forum also praises the way vaccine passports have allowed governments to harvest data from their populations without notice and consent.
Mm.
Quote, at a collective level, vaccine data is an incredible public health asset. The UK, in particular, has acknowledged this and has suggested that anonymization, pseudonymization, and data shielding techniques could be harnessed and controlled in an environment to allow for the reuse of that highly sensitive data. In such cases, notice and consent is not required, per se. for the reuse of the data, but the intermediary processes the data undergoes must be done in a controlled environment, blah, 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 blah. Additionally, the WEF provides a specific example of how digital IDs could be used to authenticate a user by using fingerprints, a password, or identity verification technology, and decide whether they should be granted access to a bank loan by judging their profile, which may include biometrics.
Did you see the
personal identity?
Did you see the video of the banking chief guy in Canada talking about how the banking system is going to roll out some sort of national ID, some kind of digital ID passport. Did you guys see that video?
Wait, sounds like they've been hanging out with the WEF.
He's like he's not a government bureaucrat per se. He's like the head of the banking association, basically. Mm. So the industry representative, if you will. There's a whole video that came out last week where he just gushes about how we're trusted banks, and there's no one better than the banks of Canada to create a digital ID for the people of Canada, and we're going to do this. And it's like this
That's
real
horrific.
Big puff piece. Exactly what this is talking about.
Well, and along those lines, the World Economic Forum goes on to suggest that digital IDs will allow for the selection of preference and the making of certain choices in advance and ultimately pave the way for automated decision-making where a trusted digital assistant automates
Wow.
permissions for people and effectively manages their data across different services to overcome the limitations of notice and consent.
Wow.
The limitations of notice and consent.
And just basically saying that an automated system will make all of the decisions about what you can and cannot do based on social credits.
We're limited by having to let you know what we're doing, let alone asking you. And we've decided not to be limited by that.
And limited by having a human being make a decision. Not that I would support that, but you know, now they're just saying it's going to be a machine that decides all the things that you get to do. Or
congratulations.
Don't do.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is now under fire from Russian forces. This man explains the scene.
He went out just for half an hour, and then shelling began again.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. Over the past year, the U.S. has given more than $1 billion to security assistance to Ukraine. Authorities say columns of Russian troops with heavy weaponry are approaching major cities in the country. President Zelensky recorded a defiant video on the streets of Kyiv.
We will not lay down the weapons. We will defend our state.
The U.N. says 120,000 people have made it out of the country, mostly women and children, because men have been ordered to stay behind to fight the Russians. This is USA Radio News. The CDC is announcing its loosening mask guidelines for U.S. residents, allowing most people to leave their coverings behind in indoor public locations. Previously, the CDC recommended wearing masks in public indoor spaces like movie theaters and churches and in areas with substantial or high transmission of the coronavirus. During a briefing at the White House on Friday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's any concern that people will take this to mean that the pandemic is over in the U.S.
There are still people dying every day of COVID. There are still immunocompromised populations. But what we are trying to work towards is a period of time where we are, where COVID is not disrupting our daily lives.
About 65% of the American population is fully vaccinated, and over 93 million Americans are boosted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. Talking about the latest revealed plans of the World Economic Forum planning to push this idea of the digital ID, which of course is more than that. It's going to be tied in with what is essentially, it sounds like, a social credit score, being able to determine whether or not you can do things like have banking access, have a job, have ability to travel, and all of this.
All of these things we've talked about here on Free Talk Live previously, and we've told everybody that these are things that are coming, right? Everybody was, for a while, everybody's afraid of the microchip going to be implanted in you, right? Well, could still happen, but it's going to have all this attached to it, or it'll be an app on your phone or something else. But the real kicker here is the part where they want to do all of this without informing you or gaining your actual consent. Mm. That's the real kicker. And I want to read this paragraph again.
It was really good.
The World Economic Forum goes on to suggest that these digital IDs will allow for the selection of preferences and the making of certain choices in advance, and ultimately pave the way for automated decision-making, where a trusted digital assistant automates permissions for people and effectively manages their data across different services to overcome the limitations of notice and consent.
Those are very limiting factors.
For
them, someone might say no.
Yeah.
And it mentioned at the very beginning of that paragraph about decision would be made in advance. And that's referring to them deciding for you what you can and can't do.
Without telling you or asking your permission.
So if you don't mind my just like 2 seconds of tinfoil hatting here for a second. So remember when we were talking about self-assembling nanoparticles?
Yes.
And some of those injections? So if you combine that sort of a concept with the, well, we just don't want to be limited by your consent or, you know,
having
informing
to inform you.
Right. And, okay, that is one way to get end up with brain chips. Just saying. And, I mean, we absolutely know for a fact that they're interested in brain chip technologies, that they've figured out how to make these brain chips so that you can just walk around having an orgasm all day instead of thinking about the fact that you don't own anything. So, wow. You know...
Sounds like Brave New World.
I mean, I struggle to think of any of the hardly any of the conspiracy theories that I've heard over the last, say, 20 years that didn't end up coming true. So,
yeah, we're going to come back to this. I want to go to your calls and thoughts. James in Miami, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, James.
Oh, hi, Ian. It's me, James from Miami, man.
Hey, James. What's on your mind?
Real quick, man. Real quick. The thing is, I know you've been out for quite a while. I'm sorry that I didn't call. I haven't had the time. I just want to say that I'm glad that you're back on the radio. You and Mr. Nobody, you know. But, hey, I just want to say something real quick, man. I got real upset. Because the thing is, I don't call because I like to hear the news that you guys put out. But I was so upset. I wanted to call because I got upset at this guy that always calls defending the Democrats. Let's not say names. I think you guys know who it is. And he just offended one of you guys here. And that's why I'm upset. And I need to call because I need to. I want to know if you guys know about the crimes of Fauci.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. This guy is absolutely a criminal, a medical criminal.
We call him Fasci. We call the injection the Fauci Ouchie. There's many other things we ridicule him about.
I call him Fauci the fraud, you know. But, yeah, the guy's a fraud. But here's the thing. You heard about those black kids that he killed in New York City or something?
I feel like I might have heard something about that. What about it?
Yeah, the thing is, I went to look it up on Google, but it's, like, really hard. Well, kind of hard, so I had to use the DuckDuckGo.
Mm-hmm.
And something about the NIH was, because of some black kids that they were poor and they were called HIV something, and because of that was reason enough for him to take them over legally and inject them with whatever garbage it was. So they ended up dying, and there was, like, a grave that, they found some graves that they were, like, unmarked or something on some... Some cemetery, I think, somewhere up in New York State. I was hoping that you guys would know about that, because if you could know, I would appreciate it if someone could remind that guy when he calls next time, saying that you guys should not be calling him a mass murderer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're referring to Jerome, I think, the gentleman who calls in from South Carolina. And, yeah, I see what you're saying. If we could find that, if we could find evidence for him that that Fauci has executed young black men, that maybe he would pay attention. But
sadly, I don't think that would matter to
Jerome. He just wouldn't believe it.
Oh, these were little kids.
Oh, okay, even worse.
Did you guys know about the book that was done by Robert Kennedy Jr.'s, you know, him?
I do know about that one. It was a great tell-all about Fauci, the real Anthony Fauci.
So was that mentioned in the book?
Hmm? I don't know.
Well,
I haven't read it. I've just been hearing a lot about it. And well, apparently it goes into a lot of detail and has a lot of, like, backing up information on it. But, I haven't personally read it because I already know what kind of a person that is. But
yeah,
apparently
he's a bad guy. There's no doubt about it.
It's really good for, like, waking up people that might be in your life to what kind of a person this is.
He seems like a real dark character.
Well, look at the way he looks, right? Would you leave the kids with that guy? You know what I'm saying?
Definitely not. You know, here's kind of a funny aspect of this. How many of you guys have seen Demolition Man in the 1990s?
I have.
Prophetic.
VigilantCitizen.com wrote an excellent article recently comparing, you know, the predictions that Demolition Man made with what's happened today. And, you know, it's amazing what that movie came up with. But they actually also did a side-by-side comparison of Dr. Cocteau, the main, like, villain, the one that wasn't Wesley Snipes, the guy that's running everything, and Fauci. Dudes look almost identical, and they're both doctors, and it's crazy.
Didn't The Simpsons do it first, though?
No, I have no idea. James, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, man. Let's go to Steven. He's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I wanted to talk to y'all about something that I got out of jail about a month ago for the last time. I've been like binge watching all your stuff about the past week or so.
Okay.
And you say something that I wholeheartedly disagree with to like the core of my soul.
Why?
What? And that is you believe that we should all move to New Hampshire.
No, we should not all move to New Hampshire. Only libertarian activists who want to win and be free. Only voluntarists, only liberty-loving anarchists. No one else should move to New Hampshire, ever.
Okay, all of us like-minded people, all of us that have
a... Well, no, I don't think all of us should, because I'm realistic. I understand that most people will never do anything to lift a finger for more freedom. So even if you're like-minded, you know, that's not good enough. You need to be an activist. You need to be a doer. You need to be somebody who actually wants to have success, because we're having success here in New Hampshire. So if you want to keep failing, you should stay right where you are.
I don't think I'm failing. I don't think that the vast majority. No, I don't. I don't think I'm failing. I don't think the vast majority of people.
How many liberty activists have been elected in Tennessee in the last decade?
So I technically live in Georgia.
How many liberty activists, libertarian, three. Voluntarists, anarchists have been elected in Georgia in the last decade?
For what office?
State level, state rep or higher.
State rep or higher, three.
Really? Who?
Angie. Oh, what's Angie's last name? Angela Pence.
Uh-huh.
Was the state rep for District 1, which is the very northwest corner. She is now running against Marjorie Taylor Greene in a congressional election. And who are the other two?
It's okay, you don't have to know who they all are. We've had dozens elected here in New Hampshire. In the last 2 years, we've had at least 40-plus free staters alone that were elected to state representative seats here in New Hampshire.
And I'm not discounting what y'all are doing.
How many people come to the local libertarian meetups that you have?
15, 20, maybe more.
Really?
That's a
really unusual number.
Well, we have a really unusually busy chapter.
Wow, that's actually kind of impressive. Stand by here. We can continue here in a moment. So Stephen believes that people should not move to New Hampshire, or at least the bulk of them shouldn't. But we'll get to, I don't want to put words into his mouth, so we'll see who he thinks should move to New Hampshire. He's saying he doesn't want to. That's fine. He can stay right where he is. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. But if you actually want to win, you got to get together with the largest concentration of freedom-loving activists. And there's no...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the captain.
Join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. And yes, we do have our own social media website. It's social.freetalklive.com. It is run by us. We run the server. There's not some big tech corporation that is deciding what you get to post there. You decide for yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. I want to go back to Stephen in Tennessee. He says he's been listening after he got out of jail recently, and he vehemently disagrees that libertarian activists should move to New Hampshire. And I just want to hear why you think that's a bad plan. Go right ahead.
So I have two issues with every libertarian activist moving to New Hampshire.
We didn't say every libertarian activist, because we understand that most of them are never going to move anywhere. We just want the best ones.
Okay, I have an issue with having a high concentration of activists in one location.
Why? What is that issue?
Two issues. One, it doesn't normalize our viewpoints on a national level. Right, like you'll have.
Why should we care about that? We're going to secede.
I mean, if your plan is to secede, like that's one thing. But if your plan is to,
that's
if your plan is to end coercion and to make humanity, to make the world a better place for humanity, then I think you're shooting yourself.
That's ridiculous to believe that you're going to be able to change the world by doing local activism. I think that the best thing you can do to change the world is set an example. So I can't control what goes on in Ukraine. I can't control what goes on in North Korea. I can't control what goes on in Canada or wherever. But if we can have a free place, a place that is a true shining beacon of liberty, maybe that will influence other people to follow our lead. So I don't give a flip what happens in the rest of the country. I don't care what happens anywhere outside of New Hampshire, because we are intending. I can't speak for everybody here, right? Like, not everybody's in favor of secession, but almost everyone I know is in favor of secession. So, yeah, so your first objection doesn't make any sense to me, but what else?
So, okay, let's back up for a second. Does the Free State Project webpage, does the Free State Project intention include secession?
No. No, the Free State Project is a movement to encourage libertarian or voluntarist or liberty-loving activists to migrate to New Hampshire, and then what those people do when they get here is completely up to them. There's no central control. The Free State Project doesn't vote on what you have to do or tell you what to do. That's the end of it. They just encourage people to move.
I want to hear your other problem with it. Like, what's your other critique on this plan?
My other problem, I'm aware this might sound petty, but it's the viewpoint that other people are going to form. And I think that makes it harder for us to connect with them and to once again win people over.
What viewpoint? Right?
Okay, so I'll put it to you this way. In Georgia and in Tennessee, people go, oh, California is just a bunch of gun-hating, abortion-loving homos that love Biden. Like, I've heard those things come out of people's mouths.
Okay.
And when you go to California, they go, oh, Texas, those crazy school-shooting-loving people.
What have they said about New Hampshire?
Well, what's going to be said about New Hampshire, if this continues, is all libertarians want is to have the...
LRN.FM.
Radio, and you know, he cursed earlier this week, so he should have known better than that. But I think I get what he's saying. I think he's saying that some people who are in New Hampshire are not going to like the fact that libertarians are moving here. And that's true.
That is true.
That is absolutely true. But they don't like
that we're here now.
Here's the thing. Those people were never prospects. Those people were never on the list of folks we ever could have persuaded because those are the people who love the state. And we have really pissed these people off. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You can go to Free State NH on Twitter and scroll down that Twitter feed, and you will see they link to these people. They link to their posts where they are freaking out about the Free State Project, about the libertarian activists that are here. The status hate the Free State Project. They hate the liberty activists that are here. And you know why? Because we're making an impact.
Yeah.
Because here, the libertarians matter. Here, the libertarians, many of them run for office as Republicans, sometimes as even Democrats, and they win. And so there's actually a liberty caucus of people in the state representatives here. And if there's a close vote on any bill, it's the liberty reps that make the decision as to whether or not that bill passes. That's how influential we are already. And so we're not the majority, but we are a sizable minority already, and this project has barely even gotten off the ground as far as it's only been a few years, several years since the Free State Project reached its goal of 20,000 like-minded people migrating here. So,
one of those rare circumstances where being unaffiliated with the established parties is our advantage, because depending on how we see a bill, we will swing one way or the other.
Correct. Yeah, the freedom lovers are willing to work with any side.
Yeah, we will not vote upon, you know, party lines because we aren't one of those established parties.
Two things I'd like to say. One, both to Stephen from Tennessee.
Yeah.
One is there are enough reasons for freedom-loving people to spread freedom, liberty, peace, right, wherever they're at. Right, there's enough good reasons for you to. So if you're doing that, fire out, solid, right on.
Good luck.
You know, good luck. But what I like about both the larger New Hampshire freedom movement and Bitcoin or cryptocurrency are the same thing. And it's a quote from R. Buckminster Fuller, and it says, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete."
100%.
So what I see here in New Hampshire is the same thing I see in cryptocurrency. I see folks building infrastructure for a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. You want to change people's minds? I'm talking specifically to the caller. You want to change people's minds? Show them how it's done. There's only one place you can do that I'm aware of, and that's here.
He sounds a lot like me 20 years ago, thinking that I could actually change people's minds to be more freedom-oriented, and I've since realized that that's not very likely to happen. Most people do want to be told what to do, it seems like. However, there are a certain amount of people out there that are of that sort of live free or die mentality. And the New Hampshire general population has that mentality. This isn't California.
No.
This isn't New York State. There is a very granite state, tough, you know, independent mindset up here. And so we don't have to change those people's minds. But Jeremy Kaufman makes an excellent point about this. They've got a cool show they're doing on Monday nights now called Free State Live.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes this point that most people just want to go along to get along.
Yeah, they do.
And whatever we think about that, that's the reality. So if we have enough freedom-loving people, enough principled people like us in the same place, we become a louder voice, we become an influence over the system, over things, over media, over popular opinion. And so those go along to get alongs, well, they've been going along to get along with the Republicans and Democrats for a long time. But if the libertarians become this voice, and we are, we're becoming a real influence in the entire state of New Hampshire now. Those go along to get alongs are going to say things like, you know what, I've always agreed with those libertarians. I heard what they said the other day at that, hearing or whatever, and I like what they had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, that's reality. It's all about numbers. And if you don't want to join it, that's fine. You can continue struggling with your 15 activists in, you know, Northwest Georgia or wherever it is you happen to be. I know what it's like. I'm from the South. I had my 15 people coming to freedom meetings or whatever. We never got anywhere.
Well, and so the two critiques, like the first one, okay, if you are aiming at changing the entire country into a libertarian country,
it's a plan to fail.
Well, I agree completely. Yeah. Like that is not a reasonable plan. But if that was your plan, then yeah, this isn't the way to do it. I don't think that's a reasonable plan. So let's plan for reasonable things instead. But for the other one, I actually like the idea of, like, no, let's get a reputation as those crazy libertarians. I mean, they're defending their pot fields with machine guns. I mean, great.
The fact is, that runs those people out of here.
Right.
There are examples of leftist, statist activists who have left this place and gone to Vermont and Massachusetts.
Yeah, I want us to have a reputation that runs off Democrats and Republicans. Absolutely. That sounds wonderful.
This is the libertarian homeland, and it's just a fact. And it's going to become more and more of an undeniable fact. New Hampshire is the number one most free state, according to the Fraser Institute study, and according to the Freedom in the 50 States study. And it's going to become number one by a mile. And Florida and the rest of them, they're not going to ever be able to catch up. The more people that move here who are willing to actually do the work of freedom.
To those who have freedom, more will be given.
We got more tomorrow night. If you didn't get on tonight, we got almost full phones here at the end of the show. If you didn't get on, call tomorrow and call earlier in the show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.